The storms that moved through our area last week brought much-needed rainfall to our region of the state, a region still suffering water deficit problems, in spite of having received more than 40 inches of precipitation since August 2012. With all that rainfall, it seems odd that Southeast North Carolina ponds and swamps are not brimming with water. There are reasons, which I'll get to in a moment, but first, some orientation as regards rainfall and water. 1 inch of rain spread over a square acre equals about 27,000 gallons of water. At 640 square acres per square mile, that comes to about 17 million gallons of water, or the equivalent of about 25 Olympic swimming pools. The volume of water gets staggering when thinking more broadly. For example, New Hanover County's 328 square miles receives more than 5.5 billion gallons of rain with each fallen inch. With that in mind, conservatively speaking, New Hanover County has received more than 223 billion gallons of rainfall since last summer, roughly 26,000 football fields flooded 20 feet deep. That sounds like a lot of water. So where did it go? Some rain soaked into the soil, and some got taken up by trees and other plants. Some rain collected in ponds, lakes, and wetlands, including Pocosin and swamps. Ultimately, most of this water went back into the atmosphere via evapotranspiration, a 50-cent word that describes evaporation from land and water surfaces, plus plant transpiration, the transfer of water through pores in living plant tissues. Otherwise, much of our precious rainwater flows quickly to the ocean via ditches, storm pipes, and the streams and creeks they are plumbed into. I've already gone too far with numbers and such, but only to repeat a point that I made on this radio station back in spring 1987. In that commentary, I started talking pleasantries about hearing spring peeper tree frogs calling from a small pond in the southern part of New Hanover County. Our region at that time was experiencing a rapid surge in land-altering activity that brought negative impacts to wetland habitats where my beloved peepers were dwelling. So my bucolic peeper story descended into a diatribe about the consequences of wetland draining, beyond just loss of habitat for amphibians. My point then, as now, has more to do with water than frogs. In my role as a conservation educator, it's not my responsibility to tell people what to think, but to offer information for people to think about, especially when we are faced with heady issues of resource use and management, including our use and management of water essential to our survival. And so I talk about volumes of rainwater and ponds and frogs, not simply because I want everyone to love frogs and ponds, but because frogs, ponds, and people are deeply connected by volumes of water. Water that, in my opinion, we need to think about and sincerely talk about in order that we may manage this very precious resource for our future benefit and essential needs. Just a thought.